What is going on, Los Angeles Lakers fans? Thank you very much for tuning in. We'll go till 11 o'clock tonight. We got a packed show. Like always, I'll take a lot of Laker fans. Just take your calls. Talk about this NBA championship. Talk about the Lakers grabbing championship number 17, doing it with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. The great Jim Hill will join at 10 o'clock. Bill Plaschke from the LA Times will come on around 10:30. He's got a fantastic article about Kobe Bryant and just the presence of Kobe throughout this championship run. Certainly, that's one thing that has stuck out in this entire playoff run is always Laker fans thinking about Kobe Bryant. So I appreciate you guys tuning in. What a crazy couple of days. What a crazy 24 hours for Laker fans out there. And I know for me personally, I've been talking a ton of Lakers over the last 24 hours, and it's been great. It's been amazing, and it's a wonderful feeling that this team finally accomplished their goal, that the 2020 season finally came to an end, and it came to an end the right way. Championship number 17 was accomplished. You tied the Boston Celtics, but I want to start off the show. What does this championship mean to you? What does it mean to you? And I know there's a lot of Laker fans out there that just have in their own mind their own angle or why this one is special to them. And I want to list off some reasons what this championship means specifically to me. And as we go through the show and the show progresses, of course, I'm going to take your guys' phone calls. So I'll say this. This one is special for a lot of reasons. It really is. But for me, I think the one that stands out most, and it's not even close, it's the Kobe part. Right? That's there's no getting around it. I mean, you don't have to have a conversation with another Laker fan to be thinking the same thing. And, you know, when we were at Staples Center and we still had games inside of the arena, you can make eye contact with somebody and they could be wearing a Kobe jersey and you don't have to say anything to them and you feel a certain way. This is an incredibly difficult year for Los Angeles Lakers fans out there. And by the way, it's always, you know, anytime you look back and you think of Kobe Bryant, at least for me, you know, it's always going to be tough. It's always going to be tough to comprehend and everything else. So when I do look back at this NBA championship, and it's only been about 24 hours, but over the next few days, week or so, it will start to really sink in. That's the thing that will stick out to me more than anything else. No question about it. No hesitation at all. The great Kobe Bryant, the legend Kobe Bryant. You know, we all know January 26 was an incredibly tough day for a lot of Laker fans out there. Of course, the Bryant family, his beautiful daughter, Gigi Bryant, and then the seven others that were in that tragedy, that helicopter accident. It's impossible not to think that this team was playing for Kobe. And I hate to make that, you know, I hate to make that connection there, but I really felt like it. There were a lot of times head coach Frank Vogel coming out of a huddle. It'd be 1, 2, 3, Kobe. It was Anthony Davis hitting that buzzer beater and yelling Kobe. It was the Lakers wearing that black Mamba jersey. You know, obviously at certain points of the playoffs, you could not go a game without having some type of reminder about Kobe Bryant. So when we get championship number 17 like the Los Angeles Lakers just did, one of the things that always sticks into my mind more than anything else is the Kobe Bryant part of it. That part is the one that, you know, I think this Los Angeles Lakers team and this fan base, for everything that's gone on in 2020, that's a special moment for Laker fans, and you did feel like one of the greatest to ever play, one of the legends in Los Angeles and certainly around the world. You felt like there was a part of Kobe that was along the way on this journey, and that to me stands out more than anything else. A couple other reasons why this was such a special championship for me personally: it was number 17 for the Lakers, finally tied with the Boston Celtics, and I know Laker fans are already thinking about next year, but let's just soak in the fact that Boston's got 17, we got 17. It's the first time since the 60s that the teams have been tied in championships. They were both tied at 5. How about Jeannie got her first championship as the leader of the Los Angeles Lakers, and the future looks absolutely bright. That's a big moment when you look at this NBA championship. LeBron James not only adds another championship to his resume, LeBron did it in the purple and gold. He did it it for the Los Angeles Lakers, with the Los Angeles Lakers, and that fourth NBA championship. Three finals MVPs with three different teams, never been done before. He brought a franchise back that we all know for 6 years hadn't tasted the postseason. Then you got Anthony Davis. This is another reason why this is a special moment for Laker fans. He's the present. He's the future. He's everything as advertised. And obviously for Anthony Davis, this is a big moment for him. And the other, you know, fantastic, and for me, one of the reasons why this makes this such a special championship run, I love seeing guys like Rajon Rondo, Dwight Howard, some of these veterans that maybe they've got a championship before, maybe they never have, like Dwight Howard, finally get their chance to get a chip. So that's what that championship means to me. When we come back, the great Jim Hill is going to join Lakers Talk. Man, I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to having a conversation with Jim Hill on what this championship means to him, what he thinks it means to the city of Los Angeles. We'll do that coming up next. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk. I'm Alan Sliwa on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, welcome back to Lakers Talk. I want to welcome in one of the best in the business, the great Jim Hill. Jim, thank you for doing this. I greatly appreciate you taking some time the day after the Los Angeles Lakers grab championship number 17.
It's our city has a special glow when the Lakers are in the playoffs, and that glow even gets brighter when they win the championship. And if you look around, I know we're going through a lot of stuff right now, but there is a little special feeling in the air about the Lakers winning the championship, the way that they did it, and how they've won championships and what they've done to do it. I mean, when Dr. Buss was with us and they were winning, there was always something extra special. And being a Laker is something that LeBron and other people are just starting to find out what it really means when you win. But those of us like you and I, Alan, and some other people who have been here, we know what it's like to have the Lakers win and what it means for this city. So I know there's a lot of stuff that's going on, and there are a lot of people who are out there doing, you know, but just be safe. You know, you have every right to protest, but just be safe. And don't go out, you know, in where there's a lot of people, because the virus doesn't care. The virus does not care. As a matter of fact, for the virus, you know, the more the merrier. That's the way I look at it. So we have to be safe. We have to use common sense. And I didn't mean to get off on this tangent and stuff like that, but it all comes from what the Lakers mean to this city and how they bring joy and happiness. And because this is what we really need right now, because there's so many other things that are going on that are really not good right now.
Well, Jim, I think it's the right perspective to have. Celebrate. This is an amazing, you know, moment for the Los Angeles Lakers, for the city of LA, and obviously this organization and for fans out there, but do it the right way. Be smart about it. Be smart how you approach it. Of course, you got to keep a lot of things into consideration. I mean, heck, the Lakers just won a championship in an Orlando bubble that they've been in for over 90 days, and that's just kind of how this is the times that we're in right now. But I want to stay with something, because you said the city of LA, it's just a different vibe when the Lakers are in the playoffs and they're successful. Given what's happened in 2020, and Jim, I don't have to list everything that's gone on, but certainly around this organization, around the NBA, around the pandemic, the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant, what when you take all those into account, how important, how special do you think this one is in comparison to some of the others?
The most difficult of all the others, I believe. Is the championship that this Laker team has just accomplished. And I know there have been some others that have been difficult, but those teams only had to worry about what was going on the floor. This team has had to worry about what's going on in the pandemic with social injustice. and all of those issues. And these men have taken it upon themselves to use their platform to talk about what's right and what's wrong. And I think that's a really cool thing. I think that when you know that you have an impact on people, and in particular our young people, because a lot of times young people listen to athletes before they listen to their own parents.
Sure, sure.
And it's so wonderful. And I know a lot of people talk about, when they talk about who's the best, who's this, who's that, who's the other. I got to tell you now, for my money right now, it's LeBron, man. Mm. I mean, look at all the things he's done, not only on the court, we know he's going to do that, but off the court. And who else gets a personal message from President Obama?
How about that?
Yeah. who gets a message from the President of the United States?
Sure.
And it's because of all the wonderful things. Now, we've got a lot of athletes that do a lot of great things. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of athletes that are now doing a lot of great things. You know, Magic does. Oh, and by the way, if it hadn't been for Magic, they wouldn't have that championship that they just won, because Magic is the one that convinced LeBron to come here. And as a result of that, Anthony Davis
came
here.
Absolutely.
But I admire today's athletes because there's a phrase that I kind of came up with, and that is, wealth creates independence. Hmm. And if you use your wealth correctly, it will give you the independence to have the correct platform, to inform, to show our young kids that there is a light at the end of the tunnel in spite of all the other stuff that's going on right now. And we're going through a lot of stuff. We're a great people. We're a great country. We're going to get through this. It's just going to take some time. And I love the way that our athletes now and teams, all the athletes, and all the sporting organizations are talking about voting. You know, you got to vote. You can't criticize if you don't vote. So do all of those things. And it's our younger generation. They're the ones that's going to make the big difference. They're the ones that's going to push this thing in another direction, because this younger generation does not have any obligations to any major I think you know what I'm talking about right now. They're free, and they think like the individuals that they are, and they question a lot of things. So I may be just kind of rambling on here, but I'm just really proud of the fact of what the Lakers and how they accomplished what they did. The Lakers collectively and individually went out and won a championship, and they did it with Kobe in the back of their minds. That's more than respect and admiration. That's love, man. Mm. That's pure love and admiration. And now some of these gentlemen are finding out what it means to win a championship and to do it with a Laker uniform on. And this goes all the way back to Dr. Buss and how he started that, and what Jeannie is doing, and what Kirk Rambis is doing, and what Linda is doing, and all everybody else is doing, and Rob Pelinka is doing. It's a wonderful thing. And the way they won this thing, there was no doubt. That game was a true butt whipping. They wanted to show them, leave no doubt.
Oh, no question about it. No question
we
about it.
We came here to kick your behind. It wasn't close. Mm-hmm. It wasn't decided on a controversial play. This was no contest.
Yeah, and I think Jim, the great Jim Hill, joining Lakers Talk here. Jim, I think it was one of those games where, you know, they were disappointed in themselves that they didn't finish it in five when they're wearing the Black Mamba jerseys. And like you mentioned,
yes.
You almost didn't have to say anything. Every Laker fan just knew what this playoff run was about. Every Laker fan will have this piece in their heart for a long time that hurts, and that's just how it's going to be. I mean, it was a tragedy, and somebody that, you know, we got to follow since he was a kid, 17 years old, and we saw him grow up to be a, you know, obviously a husband, a father, a man, and It's just so tragic. And I think, you know, when you reference to Kobe Bryant, every player, it seems like they had him on his mind. Every coach, you know, obviously the front office and every fan. So it's been a tough obviously stretch here for the Los Angeles Lakers. And I'm not even talking about anything on the court. I'm talking about, you know, obviously one of the legends that we lost and his wonderful daughter, Gigi Bryant, and the seven others in that helicopter accident. But with all that being said, it felt like at least for one day, it was more than just a championship. It was more than just a basketball game. It was much bigger than that.
Yeah, it was happening. It's a family. It brings people. This is why sports is so important to us. It brings us together from all ethnic backgrounds, all colors, all beliefs, and stuff like that, because everyone's wearing the same uniform. And I'm just really proud of not only the way that, not that they won, but it's how they won. Hmm. They left no doubt at all, and they did it with Kobe in mind, and his wife gave it her blessings as well. And when you're doing something for a common cause, that's some good stuff. One of my favorite sayings. I don't know if I mentioned it to you before. It's by Dr. Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. When he said, "Giving back to your fellow mankind is one of the most noble things that anyone can do." Mm-hmm. And what could be more noble than we as adults, or what the Lakers have accomplished, to show our young people that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and you can change or try to change things that you don't like, but there's certain procedures that you have to go through. One is voting. And if you have the right mindset, and if you have the right backing, that's why I said, wealth can create independence if you use it the right way. And that's what the Lakers are doing right now. I hope that makes sense, because sometimes I just kind of blabble on.
No, Jim, it makes all the sense in the world, and I'm really glad you and I got a chance to connect tonight. I can't tell you how much I wanted to get your thoughts, your perspective, because this, yes, it was a championship number 17 for the Lakers, but I thought it was much more than that, and to get someone like yourself to kind of expand on it, it means a lot. So thank you, Jim. I appreciate you taking the time and joining the show.
Well, that's it? That's all?
That's it, man. That's all you had. That's all you had to do.
Oh, that's just like it is here at Channel 2. Cut, Jim. Time to go. See ya. Alan, thank you so much. And one of the things that I admire about what you do, and I've said this about John, what John Ireland does as well, is that you make us all think. Because no one knows everything about everything all the time. But you make us think. And we've got to think. Because if we don't think, the ship is going to sink. Hmm. It's a simple saying, but it carries a whole lot to it.
Well, Jim, it's listen, I appreciate it. Thank you. And let's do it again soon, all right? Maybe, who knows, maybe in a few weeks here, there might be a similar conversation with the Los Angeles Dodgers. So thank you for doing this, Jim.
And that would be something. Thank you, my man. Thanks. I appreciate it. Keep the faith now.
All right, that's Jim Hill right there, the great Jim Hill, and the fact that he gave us some time tonight to just talk about what this championship meant to him and what it meant to LA is obviously always great and always appreciated. Okay, Laker fans, I listed off all the different reasons why this was special for me. When we come back, I want to hear from some Laker fans. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. The Los Angeles Lakers grab championship number 17. They do it with Jeannie Buss, the head of the snake, and really just, I think you could see what a bright future this Lakers team has under Jeannie Buss and the Buss family, trying to continue that tradition that their father left. LeBron James gets his first championship with the Los Angeles Lakers, first one in the Western Conference. Anthony Davis, I could go down the list of why this was all a special championship, and of course tying the Boston Celtics. When we come back, we'll hear from Laker fans. 877-710-ESPN. What does this championship mean to you? I'm Alan Sliwa. This is Lakers Talk on 710. All right, Laker fans, let's not waste any time here. 877-710-ESPN. I definitely want to hear from Laker fans. This is all I'm looking for. What's this championship mean to you? I know this is a special one for a lot of Laker fans. I already listed out all the reasons for me. I talked about how the Kobe part of this was why it was so special to me, in the sense that I felt like this Lakers team, there was constant reminders of what they were playing for. I mean, to be honest with you, and of course there's individual accolades as well. LeBron getting that championship, Lakers getting number 17, Genie bust the first time. So let me take some calls here. 877-710-ESPN. Luis in LA. Luis, thank you for calling in, bud. You're on Lakers Talk. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. Thank you for calling in.
Just shout out to all the, you know, Laker Nation and stuff. Still celebrating that chip. I just, you know, more than anything, after winning yesterday, it was a little bit of an emotional moment, you know.
Sure.
With everything that has, you know, that we've gone through, as Laker, you know, as Laker fans and stuff, with the Kobe tragedy and stuff. And there was, like, I don't know, it's a crazy idea that I've talked to, like, a couple of my, like, friends about it.
What do you got?
So we're, you know, everybody's saying, you know, how, like, Kobe, you know, motivated and inspired this Laker team and this, especially this title run.
Mm-hmm.
Especially LeBron and AD. I think that, I know it might be, like, a crazy idea, but would it be crazy to say that Kobe could be honored with a ring as well?
Maybe to the Bryant family.
Maybe
the way to do it is like to the Bryant family, if that's what you're referring to. And I appreciate you calling in. I want to get as many calls in as possible because we do have Bill Plaschke coming up. He had a great article about Kobe's spirit is present in this Lakers championship triumph. So I do want to play that. But I'll tell you this. No matter what happens over these next couple of years, you know there's going to be something at Staples Center that's special in honor of Kobe Bryant. But I see what you're saying. Maybe when they are giving out those championship rings, definitely I could see something like that. It's not a bad idea, by the way. All right, let me take a couple more calls. Charles in Silver Lake. Charles, you look at this Lakers championship. Yes, it's number 17, but why is this one special to you? What's the meaning of last night's championship and, of course, number 17?
Hey, Alan, thanks for having me on. It's my second time. And last time we talked, it was what do we miss most about Lakers basketball? So holy cow, have we come a long way.
Oh, my gosh. That must have been a while ago.
Yeah. So the last time the Lakers won the championship, I was 12. So I'm 22 now. So I really get to soak it in and really appreciate it. And it's just been so magical, really.
What stands out to you? I mean, if you look at just all the different elements, I think that comes to this chip. Is there one thing that's more meaningful to you than something else?
The most meaningful thing is that we were able to finish the job for Kobe, 100%.
Charles, appreciate you calling in, man. Arthur in LA. Arthur, you're on Lakers Talk. Go ahead, Arthur.
Appreciate it.
You got it, man.
You know, this is my petty point, and this is why it's important to me. The identity that the Clippers were trying to push all year of being this homegrown, gritty, underdog team, I think when I look at it, like, that's the Lakers, man. It's a family-owned business. It's homegrown. They do it the right way. They've done it for generations. And it's sweet for me because the Clippers, this year, they crowned themselves the king. They got the tech billionaire owner now, and they're spending all the money. And, like, really, when I look at it, the Clippers are now like the Yankees of basketball, and the Lakers are just doing it the right way, and it makes it even sweeter. I'll tell you what, I love the Dave Matthews Band, but the worst thing about the Dave Matthews Band is a Dave Matthews fan, and it's the same thing with the Clippers. We love the Clippers as Laker Nation, but we hate their fans. They suck.
Arthur,
I love the Lakers.
I appreciate you calling in. Everybody's always got to take a Clipper shot. I was just doing a social show on ESPN Los Angeles. We do kind of similar to this, what we're doing on Lakers Talk. And all the comments, everybody wants to take a jab at the Clipper. I took one too. Sometimes I'm ready to go. I'm ready to take a jab at the Clippers. We're having the conversation of what makes this championship special to you, or what does championship number 17 mean to you? 877-710-ESPN. Lucas in Culver City. Lucas, appreciate you holding, bud. You're on Lakers Talk. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot for having me, Alan.
You got it.
Well, I go personal with that championship means a lot to me, especially because I'm Brazilian. I'm from Brazil, and I've been watching the Lakers from my hometown with 6 hours of difference for over 10 years. So
that's some dedication right there.
Yeah, man. No, the Brazilian Laker Nation, it's huge.
Around Brazil, is there a lot of Laker fans out there?
Oh, yeah, man. Mm. Yeah, I hold the largest fan base, one of those communication apps. Mm-hmm. So I have the largest group right there. So, and a podcast. But, hey, this is important for me because now I'm here, and I was with my brother on the phone yesterday after this happened, and I was crying. I'm with no voice because I was screaming, and like, and that I was waiting 10 years for that, Alan. And, you know, we've been in a very rough path, and look at us now. So, especially this year with the pandemic, with the passing of Kobe and Gigi, this 17th will be not only the 17th, but, you know, it was a rough year for all of us. It means a lot. It means, you know, we've made through this way, you know. It's amazing, man. I'm happy beyond words.
Thank you, Lucas. Thank you. And those are great points. By the way, this is not uncommon when you have somebody calling and he's talking about how the Laker fan base in Brazil is so big. Man, this is very common when it comes to Laker fans. I have, anytime I do any of this stuff on a social level, it's somebody from the Philippines, somebody from Tokyo, somebody from different parts of the country. I mean, Laker fans are honestly, they're everywhere. So a lot of the times we're talking to Los Angeles. A lot of the times, you know, that's our job to keep this as local as possible. But man, the branches of the Los Angeles Lakers franchise, it's ridiculous how widespread they go when you talk about the Lakers. Michael in Mission Hills. Michael, go ahead, bud. You're on Lakers Talk.
Hey, man. Alan, thanks for having me, bud.
Got it.
One thing I want to mention is what jumps out to me about how we won this championship, man. We did in so many different ways. You know, to go up against Houston and play better small ball than they did, you know, utilizing Marcus Morris, coming up against Denver and playing big ball, you know, with Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee a little bit. And then to go into the finals where we're traditionally not a good three-point shooting team and we set records for 3 points made in the finals, man, it was just an unexpected way for us to do it such different ways and to just completely dominate. And one other unexpected hero that was special to me, man, was KCP. There were some times when it was late in the fourth quarter and we didn't know where the points were going to come from. And this guy came through with a layup.
Stepped up.
He came through with the three. Mm-hmm. He came through with an assist for Anthony Davis at the end of the game, man. So it was just a great team effort overall, man. And
Michael,
really proud of how we did different ways.
I appreciate you sharing that. And I'll say this, and thank you for calling in. 877-710-ESPN. There is something to about that. When you do look at this Lakers team, and I got the opportunity and I get a chance to do the pregame show, postgame show, and you would go game to game and say, damn, the way we won game two is completely different than the way we won game three. Or the way we closed out the series was so much more different than the way we closed out the previous round. And the reason why I point that out is because a lot of teams can only play one way in the NBA. That's typically how it goes. The Houston Rockets are the Rockets. The Blazers are the Blazers. The Clippers are the Clippers. There's certain teams where they can only adjust so much to the competition. The Lakers, you got Caruso starting in Game 6 yesterday. You had Dwight Howard starting in some of these games earlier in the postseason. You got the Lakers going completely small against the Houston Rockets. Lakers, whatever you threw at the Los Angeles Lakers, they had an answer. And Lakers head coach Frank Vogel was not one of those stubborn coaches that says, no, I'm going to do it my way. And I'm going to make that other team adjust. No, he was, and I think this is part of the chess game that goes on in the NBA. You make an adjustment, great. I got an adjustment coming for you. And that is something that, you know, when you look at this kind of as a whole, that is something to remember from this Lakers team. JT calling from Atlanta. JT, thank you for calling in, bud.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So, lifelong Laker fan, born in the 70s. up until 2010 was spoiled. You know, we had been in, you know, over half of the finals ever played up to that point. You know what I mean? So it was pretty consistent in my life that this is where we were. Even if we weren't winning it, we were still playing for this. And this last drought, it showed me how much the rest of the world hated us. Because they kicked us. I mean, they didn't miss an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even leading up until this year. I mean, I living out here in Atlanta and listening to national radio, you know, how horrible we did waiting, you know, for, you know, Kawhi to make up his mind.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And then how we missed out on everybody and all we got were rags and scrubs and how, you know, Pelinka was, you know, trash. And so for me, the biggest thing is, it's like coming home. Hmm. It's like being back to where I know, you know, it's like, and say, what are you going to say now? Say something now.
Well, JT, let me hop in here because I am going to have to go to break here in a second. But thank you for calling in all the way out in Atlanta. You're always welcome to call in. I've talked about this, and this has come up. I've heard from Laker fans over these last couple of weeks or even yesterday or this morning. Travis Rogers and I did a show together. I've heard Laker fans say, oh, I'm sick of the haters or all these people that are making this excuse or are not legitimizing this championship. This was my message in the morning. It was my message last night. And JT, this is my message to you. Don't pay any attention to them. It literally doesn't matter. It's irrelevant what anybody else thinks. If you're a Los Angeles Laker fan out there, don't worry if somebody's trying to say, well, you know what, you won that championship because it was in a bubble, or you know what, you won that championship because you didn't have to face the Clippers, or because the Milwaukee Bucks were knocked out. You do not control anything when it comes to other champions. It's not the Lakers' fault that the Clippers can't get past the second round. It's not. It's not the Lakers' fault that the Los Angeles Clippers can lose three games in a row when they're up double digits against a team that is definitely doesn't have the experience, probably shouldn't have been to the Western Conference Finals. It's not the Lakers' fault that Miami Heat took out the Milwaukee Bucks. It's not. You play the competition that's in front of you. That's how sports work. So that's the only piece of advice I give to Laker fans. When somebody is saying things like that, pop open a beer. Tell them that it's great to hear your thoughts on the Los Angeles Lakers. You should be around when that banner's coming up at Staples Center, number 17 goes, and you should also be around when those rings are being passed to all the Los Angeles Lakers from the organization to the players. All right, when we come back, Bill Plaschke of the LA Times. Bill's one of my favorite guys to bring on the show. He always has. Let's put it this way. Bill Plaschke, if he's got something on his mind, he's putting it out on the LA Times, and he's got a great article. When we come back, Kobe's spirit is present in Lakers championship triumph. Bill Plaschke will join Lakers Talk. Stay right here. This is Alan Sliwa on 710 ESPN. All right, welcome back to Lakers Talk. I want to welcome in Bill Plaschke of the LA Times. A fantastic article right now in the LA Times. Kobe's spirit is present in Lakers championship triumph. Bill, number one, thank you for doing this. And number two, throughout this entire playoff run, I don't know about you, but I know for me and a lot of Laker fans, you kept thinking about Kobe Bryant. It's just natural to do it. And maybe you can just give me your perspective on that, certainly around your article as well.
Yeah, he was there. He was. It was his spirit was there. You cannot deny it. The players, when they broke every huddle, they chanted 1-2-3 Mamba. It really struck me more than anything earlier in the playoffs. I forget what round it was. Maybe you remember when Vogel, maybe it was against Portland or Houston, when Vogel called him over to the sidelines and said, "Look at your jerseys. Look at the jerseys you're wearing," because they were wearing the Mamba snakeskin jerseys, and he scolded them and reminded them what they were playing for. And they came out and won the game, and that was a game when Anthony Davis had a Mamba shot against Denver. So he was everywhere. His spirit was everywhere. They were playing for him, and they, you know, because they, and you know, from the moment they had the first game against Portland after the tragedy, when LeBron told the crowd at Staples Center, "We're doing this for Kobe's legacy." That's how it was, and you could tell they wore his shoes. They had T-shirts with his face on it. They had Leave a Legacy. One of his mottos was plastered all over the arena down there. To me, that was the biggest story, was that this was in honor and in memory and on the wings of Kobe Bryant, who, you know, his tragic passing seemed to fuel this team in his memory. And they played like him. They played tough like him. They played relentlessly like him. And they ultimately closed it out just because he would love to close it out, blowing out Miami in game six. You just knew it was going to be a blowout. If Kobe had anything to do with it, they were going to blow him out and take that crown, and they did.
Well, I tell you what, Bill, it is, it could be one of those situations where even amongst Laker fans, nobody even has to say anything. There's just this understanding where, you know, in your heart, that's what you're thinking about. You're thinking about the great late Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi Bryant, and of course the seven others that passed away on February 26th in that tragic helicopter.
January 26th.
January 26th in that tragic helicopter accident. But I think, you know, there were so many post game shows. I would hear Anthony Davis say something about Kobe, or a lot of these Zoom calls, someone would make reference of him. And that is part of, I think, what this championship run was about. And, ultimately, it obviously, it doesn't change the big picture of everything. But I think for probably a lot of Laker fans out there, at least this time being, you could look at 2020 and say, wow, we did something special. And this one was more meaningful than just another championship.
Well, yeah, well, all you got to do is listen to the fans who gathered downtown after the game.
Right.
What were they chanting?
Kobe.
They weren't chanting LeBron. They were chanting Kobe. His memory is still alive. His spirit is still alive. It was very cool. It was very cool to see, very heartwarming. It really humanized these great superhuman players. Especially, you mentioned Anthony Davis. He talked about him a lot.
He did. You're right.
I guess they really had a brotherhood. You know, he really took Anthony under his wing back when at the Olympics, I guess. And Anthony was really touched. Well, what did AD shot after he made the Mamba shot?
Kobe. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was omnipresent everywhere, and I just think it really makes this year different. Everybody says this year is different because of the pandemic, because of the bubble. I think it's different because of Kobe. I think that's what inspired them, and that's what they overcame. And frankly, they had to overcome all the distractions that went along with that. Remember, everywhere they played in February, people had Kobe memorials every arena they went to. They had to face this every day. And that's why I give LeBron credit. LeBron, you know, AD's the one that remembered Kobe. LeBron's the one that followed in his footsteps and really led these guys through these tough times and through these distracted and difficult and, you know, sobering moments.
Bill,
it was just a tremendous run.
Bill Plaschke of the LA Times has got a great article right now. Kobe's spirit is present in Lakers championship triumph. Bill, I'm going to stay on LeBron real quick, and then I want to ask you a question about Jeannie Buss. But for LeBron, when he made the announcement a couple years ago that he was going to come be a Los Angeles Laker, he met with Magic Johnson, Rich Paul, obviously his agent, Clutch Sports. Did you think this is where we'd get to 2 years after? I mean, I think the franchise was so much different before he got here, and then even when he got here, there were still a lot of question marks. Did you think that we would be sitting here now and the Lakers tie the Boston Celtics with 17 championships and LeBron still proving by far he's the best player in the world?
No, I did not. I thought, especially the way it started, LeBron was so detracted and detached and wasn't into it the first year, and I thought even if they get Anthony Davis, they don't have enough around him. I thought the Clippers had a better team. I did. I thought the Clippers were going to win. Until they got into the bubble, then you saw their determination, their resilience. Until probably 2 months ago, I still don't think they had a chance. And I think they showed everybody. And, you know, he was, and this is a big tribute to Laker fans, too. And LeBron came out and said it. And I've been writing it for 2 years, and he came out and finally said it. It doesn't matter what you do before you come to the Lakers.
That's right.
Laker fans demand you do it for them.
You're right.
As a Laker.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it matters. And that's what motivated him. Mm. That's exactly what motivated him this year. He realized last year he got booed. He was booed the night he broke Michael Jordan's, he passed Michael Jordan for fourth on the all-time scoring list. I was there that night. He was booed for missing free throws. Mm. And now fast forward to this, because he learned his lesson. He had to put out for Laker fans, and he did.
Well, he did hit it on the dot about, you know, whatever you accomplish somewhere else, they're only going to respect you if you win in the purple and gold. And obviously, yes, LeBron James started that. Bill, a final one here, and I greatly appreciate your time. What do you think this championship number 17 means for Jeannie Buss, doing what she can to continue her father's legacy and getting her first championship, obviously, as you could say, the head of the snake, if you want to call it, but certainly this has got her fingerprints all over it.
Yes, no, she's the first female owner, controlling owner, to accept an NBA championship trophy. She's arrived. This is her first one since her late father, her father passed. It's her first one as a controlling owner since she wrested control from her brothers. And she's followed in his footsteps by pretty much staying out of the way. She let the players be the players. She let the coach do the coaching. She let Rob Pelinka do his thing. I mean, this organization was burned to the ground, the front office, just a year ago. Don't forget that. The summer before this season. Mm-hmm. It was chaos. Magic quit. How can they make Pelinka general manager? So much going on, and yet she just didn't do anything. She stayed out of the way and did the work and let it run its course and trusted in her instincts, and they were right. A huge victory for her.
Well, Bill, I tell you what, man. This was a great night for obviously Los Angeles, for Laker fans everywhere. But this one just felt a little bit different. So your article is fantastic in the LA Times, and I always appreciate your perspective and your time. So thank you for doing this.
Thanks, man. Great job this year. Great job being the voice of Laker fans. Great, you're a must listen to, buddy.
Thank you, Bill. That's Bill Plaschke right there. You know, there's certain people in the business that I love working with, or I love dealing with, or I love getting their perspective. Tonight to have Jim Hill and Bill Plaschke on, two of my favorites. Okay, I want to spend a little time talking about LeBron James when we come back. So does this moment change LeBron's legacy for you? Does winning an NBA championship... LeBron's already so accomplished, and I bring up this question because I've spent a lot of times with Michael Thompson where, you know, Michael would say, listen, Al, whatever he does, he's already going to be considered one of the greats. He's already on the Mount Rushmore. It's Kareem, it's Michael Jordan, it's LeBron James, and whoever you want to put there fourth. This is conversations that I'd have with Michael Thompson in the pregame show. And I think a lot of people feel that way too, that they think LeBron James, no matter what he had accomplished with the Los Angeles Lakers, his resume was already, you know, obviously one of the, on a short list of the best of the best. I disagree with that. When we come back, I want to spend a little time on this. I think this NBA championship for LeBron James in the purple and gold with the Los Angeles Lakers was incredibly important to his legacy. I'll tell you what I mean coming up next. Stay right here. I'm Alan Seward. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN. All right, so for me, this championship for LeBron James, it definitely has an incredible effect on his legacy for me personally. Why would I say that? I mean, think about everything LeBron James has accomplished. Think about how successful the man has been. He's been to 10 NBA finals. A lot of people who kind of sit back and they, you know, look at LeBron James and he took a team in Cleveland that really shouldn't have been. Travis Rogers and I were talking a lot about this. Look at what the Cleveland Cavaliers were before LeBron James, after LeBron James. Look at what the Lakers were before LeBron James came over. And then in 2 years, he ends up winning an NBA championship. I thought this was important for LeBron's legacy. I really did. And part of that has to do with the fact that by the time you got to the Western Conference Finals, you just couldn't lose from there. You were so heavily favored. You're playing with arguably one of the other best players in the world. So you're telling me two of the top three, four, five best players in the world, and one of them the greatest to ever do it. And he was obviously outspoken about how he was upset about 16 finals, NBA MVP votes. This is one of the best to ever do it. And I thought if you lost this season, and especially when you got that far and you were in a position to win an NBA championship for the Lakers, that if it didn't happen, that would hurt your resume. But instead what happened, LeBron James ended up with Anthony Davis, got this path to an NBA championship where the Lakers took complete advantage of who was in front of them, including the Portland Trail Blazers, the Houston Rockets, the Denver Nuggets, and then, of course, the Miami Heat. I think this is a big moment for LeBron's career. I really believe that. Whatever LeBron James does moving forward for the Los Angeles Lakers, it's icing on the cake. And maybe a lot of Laker fans don't want to hear that. Maybe they want to hear, no, Al, we got to go back-to-back. No, I'm with you. I think the Lakers are going to be favorites to win back-to-back next season. But if you'd have told me a couple years ago LeBron James is going to come to the Los Angeles Lakers and he's going to bring championship number 17 to this franchise, not a small franchise. I'm talking about the Los Angeles Lakers, and you tie the Boston Celtics, and you help do it in a year where nothing has been normal, and it's been an incredibly difficult year for a lot of Laker fans when you lose one of the, you know, the most special athletes, not just here in Los Angeles, but globally across the world, and LeBron James has his fingerprints all over it. Yeah, I think this was a this is a big deal for LeBron's legacy. LeBron James, we will always know, and whether he won a championship or not, as him being one of the all-time greats, but now he's got three NBA championships with three separate teams and three finals MVPs, and you really actually added up four championships with four finals MVPs. He's doing things that other players just never did before. And the Lakers are as positioned right now to go back-to-back next year with LeBron James and Anthony Davis as good as any other team in the league. Go ask Vegas, who's the favorites coming into next season. It's the Los Angeles Lakers. So I thought it was big for his legacy. Certainly adds another piece to what he's already built. And the fact that he did it in the purple and gold is special. Laker fans, you miss any part of the show, download the Lakers Talk podcast on the ESPN app or on iTunes. Thank you very, very much all season long. We'll continue to do Lakers Talk, of course. But for now, thank you very much. Enjoy this championship number 17 for the Lakers.